in Buffalo. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Authorities saying the white 18-year-old gunman who shot and killed 10 people and wounded three others at a top supermarket in Buffalo, New York, Saturday, was live streaming the shooting spree with a helmet camera. Police saying the suspect shot and killed a security guard who fired shots at the gunman.
Witnesses have described the man walking in with an assault rifle, wearing a vest. Pictures on social media appear to show the man wearing camouflage and boots. Congressman Lee Zeldin expressing his horror, saying New York streets, subways, and homes need to be safe again.
Fox's Nate Foy. The suspect, Peyton Gendron of Conklin, New York, has been arraigned on a murder charge. Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing the mass shooting being investigated as a hate crime by the Justice Department. 11 victims are black and 2 are white. Ukrainian officials saying Russian troops are retreating from Ukraine's second largest city of Kharkiv, but are conducting attacks on the eastern province of Donetsk. Republican leader Mitch McConnell and other GOP senators making an unannounced visit to Kyiv, Ukraine, Saturday, meeting with Ukraine's President Zelensky. Fox's Greg Palcott has the report from Kyiv, Ukraine.
Another important U.S. visit here to Ukraine. McConnell, along with Senators Barroso, Cornyn, and Collins, meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky, and follows the recent visit of House Democrats. Zelensky praised online and is hoping for continued bipartisan support in the U.S.
The president of Finland still planning to join NATO, despite mounting pressure from Russian President Putin to not do it. COVID outbreak in North Korea, the first time since the beginning of the pandemic. North Korea confirming Sunday that an additional 15 people have died from COVID-19, bringing the total number of COVID fatalities to 42. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Elon Musk saying Twitter didn't care for one of his recent posts. The SpaceX and Tesla CEO is in the process of purchasing the social media giant.
Elon Musk says he is still committed to purchasing Twitter after revealing the company's legal team accused him of violating a non-disclosure agreement. Musk said the $44 billion deal is temporarily on hold pending details supporting Twitter's calculation that fake or bot accounts represent less than 5% of Twitter users. To verify, Musk encouraged his followers to randomly sample 100 accounts, claiming that's the sample size Twitter uses to check for bots. Musk says after he tweeted about their bot review process, Twitter accused him of violating the NDA. Richard Jordan, Fox News.
Establishment Republicans in Pennsylvania displeased with a surge of one candidate in the polls. Fox's Rich Edson has more from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
This surge over the last several days by Kathy Barnett really caught this field by surprise here. And now you've got the other top tier candidates, at least in the polls, trying to stop and thwart that surge. You've got the political consultants out who are digging into her past, which also include tweets, comments, op-eds. Many are Islamophobic. Many are homophobic. And that is something that she has now been asked a few times by reporters. Now, former President Trump has endorsed Dr. Mehmet Oz in a race where the Republicans are vying for Trump's endorsement.
A federal judge deciding whether the Biden administration has the legal right to put an end to Title 42. Fox's Bill Malugin has more from Eagle Pass, Texas.
Even with Title 42 still in place right now, the numbers down here are already starting to skyrocket, and the activity from what we've seen starting to shoot through the roof right here where we're standing here in Eagle Pass. A single massive group of about 150 illegal immigrants who crossed in broad daylight right in front of the Texas National Guard and Border Patrol.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.